106.7 WIZN, the Highway to Mel. If the phone is ringing, it means it must be time for one of our calls with Kyle. Kyle, what knowledge are you dropping on us today?
So a lot of people have been coming in looking at different ways to get and use different finish nailers for their interior projects. There's a lot of different options. One of the conversations that we have a lot is whether you want an air-powered pneumatic finish nailer or whether you want a battery-powered finish nailer.
Oh, sure.
Most distributors make both options, so there's pros and cons to both. If it's not something that you're going to use every now and then, you can go with a pneumatic one, which generally is a little bit more cost-effective.
Yeah.
If it's something you're going to use every day, then I suggest a battery-powered one. You don't have to worry about hoses. You don't have to worry about compressors or the noise, and they're just as reliable. So that's just something you'd have to figure out.
Yeah, I got to say, I've used both, and one thing that I have learned is, you know, the convenience of the battery power, but don't be tempted to get, like, you know, the 5-amp-hour battery. Get a couple of the smaller ones, because, man, that thing is lighter and easier to handle and allows you to make it look like you're working longer for your wife or, you know, whoever.
Yeah, so if you're going to be using it all day, every day, it's a lot easier to swap out a couple smaller batteries. It's a lot easier on your arm and your wrist than it is to be carrying around the giant battery all day. But there's a lot of different options. There's 23-gauge pin nailers. There's 18-gauge straight brad nailers. There's 16-gauge angled and straight finish nailers. And then there's also 15-gauge angled nailers. And one of the big questions that we get is when people bring in 15-gauge angled finish nailers, there's two different angles of nails. So there's an FN and there's a DA. One of them is a 20 degree, one of them is a 30 degree. So normally what I recommend is either bring the gun in that you're looking to get fasteners for, or bring in an empty box of fasteners, and that'll really help us narrow it down.
Yes, nice. Yeah, that's definitely good advice. I've borrowed some nailers from friends, and I had to do the exact same thing. So, all right, well, if people want to check you guys out, of course, sticksandstuff.com. There's six locations, your guys, across Vermont, upstate New York as well. And they can pop right in and make sure that whatever they're popping into their boards is going to be going in the right way, right? So
absolutely. Yep. Just swing in with any questions you have, and we're more than happy to give you a hand.
All right, Kyle. Well, I think you nailed it. So thanks again for the call, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.